The UN Commission on Human Rights says South Sudan is suffering from a human rights crisis of epic proportions. The Commission submitted its report to the UN Human Rights Council last Thursday. It said investigations carried out over the past 2 years found out that South Sudan's leaders diverted more than $73 million since 2018, including transactions worth nearly $39 million in a period of less than 2 months. The Human Rights Commission said $39 million US is only a fraction of the overall amount looted from the country's national treasury. South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomro denies South Sudanese political elite are involved in stealing public funds and calls the UN report a negative foreign campaign targeting President Salva Kiir's government.
There is an international campaign out there against this government, against the regime change. These are the organizations that are sponsored not to see stability, political stability in South Sudan. And they will move from one thing to the other. They'll move from one thing to the other, from human rights to corruption, from corruption to something else.
UN Commission on Human Rights reported it had uncovered a systematic illicit diversion of state resources, which has severely undermined economic, social and cultural rights of citizens. This plundering, the commission says, also continues to fuel political competition among elites and is a key driver of the ongoing conflict, violations and serious crimes jeopardizing the prospects for sustainable peace. Lomro says the UN Commission should publish a list of names of the individuals it accuses of stealing public funds.
All these people they're accusing, let them be fair and publish the list of the individuals so that these individuals can free themselves, clear themselves the way I've done it. This organization must be taken to task and to prove to us to publish the names of those who have embezzled the money and the accounts of those individuals and the countries where these individuals have embezzled this money.
The report says South Sudan's elites have deliberately adopted a highly informal system of oil revenue collection in which the absence of independent oversight and transparency facilitates and enables the misappropriation of public funds. It says similarly flout non-transparent processes for contract payments, procurements, and revenue are operated illicitly to divert non-oil revenues. In one case, the commission said a single illegal payment made in May 2018 by the Ministry of Finance to Sudanese businessman Asraf Said Ahmed Al-Kadnal, also known as Al-Kadnal, represented a staggering 21.6% of South Sudan's total 2018 fiscal year budget for, quote, the use of goods and services and capital expenditure, end of quote. Yasmin Suka, chair of the UN Human Rights Commission, said corruption, embezzlement, bribery, and misappropriation of state funds by political elites is merely the tip of the iceberg. Her statement said the commission's investigations traced exactly how the money is being diverted. She said the patterns of the embezzlement involve politicians, government officials, international corporations, military personnel, and multinational banks. The report also said South Sudan's Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning and the National Revenue Authority were complicit in the embezzlement, a claim Lomro denies.
Someone will tell you there is nobody supervising. And who are you to tell us that? This country is sovereign. This country has a government. And the government is responsible holistically to take care of the political independence of its people and to manage the resources of this country. If the government has mismanaged anything, it's only the people of South Sudan who can hold this government accountable, not external forces.
Measures included in the revitalized 2018 peace deal aimed at addressing corruption and other challenges weakening the country's economy have yet to be implemented. As for naming names, the UN Commission on Human Rights says it identified several individuals allegedly linked to human rights violations and economic crimes and that it included those names in its confidential list that it will turn over to the High Commissioner for Human Rights. The High Commissioner is expected to carry out transitional justice, including investigations and prosecutions in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.